dark, insidious latex, finding its way between your legs, and therefore into your mind. Your legs already spread, your pussy parted and slickly welcoming, inviting, the way it glistens, mimicking latex already, you're that sopping wet. So wet that any light will be reflected from those moist, aching lips, dripping and drooling. Signs of your desire to submit to your ever-growing fetish for that dark, mind-consuming, thought-consuming vacuum and void where the latex hunger is within you, where the addiction and fetish for that shining, well-cared-for, smooth material and its implication of submission, corruption, the enhancement of your sensitivity, your need, your desire and sensation, your stimulation and fetishization of dark, coating, clinging, mind-numbing latex. When it covers your body, you whimper, you gasp, you groan, you give in to an urge that's so difficult to avoid. Because in the limited space of your brain, there is a place devoted to your fetish for dark, attached, intertwined, controlling, programming latex. That place is within your own mind and therefore is part of you. And when it suggests a fantasy, when your mind really takes hold of some sexy story, some erotic visualization I present to you, it joins that part of your mind, that hungry, wanting, yearning, latex-bound core, and makes it all the more powerful for it having one more image to present, one more teasing tool by which someone to whom you submit would help to bring you low and keep you in the best, most stimulating and satisfying submissive space you could ever find, one where your every dark latex desire is satisfied, amplified, expanded, and allowed to do what it does, which is program, tease, edge you. Between your legs, weaving and dripping, tendrils, latex, dark, insidious, weaving, moving, wreathing, rubbing, massaging, the very incarnation of being corrupted, conditioned, and pleasurably stimulated as deep within as possible, the dark latex coating on your skin, over your body, squeezing tight. But what if within, something were teasing, sucking, squeezing, stimulating in ways new, unpredictable, previously unimagined, now inescapable, irresistible, ever-changing. Tendrils of dark latex slipping, sliding into your pussy, into the deepest folds, spreading those lips, exploring the wet, wanting recesses within. You more than want it. You need the satiation of just the tip of a long, thin latex tendril, well lubricated, able to move in ways no toy, no finger, no tongue ever quite could. Because your latex fetish is part of your brain tied in to the system which informs, innovates, and explores inside your pussy, on the walls around the textured, raised, aroused surface of your G-spot, on the parts of your clit that go all around your pussy down there and are pushed on, stimulated within your body. For the clitoris is much larger than just the little nub. All orgasm is clitoral orgasm, but stimulation through the walls of your pussy feels so much better because it's slower. And to love latex, to love the care for your outfit, the ritual, the appropriate submissive posture for you, a latex-clad drone, is to love the slow burn. The push deep inside of you that spreads those lips, makes them squeeze around, those tentacles, those dark, intruding, all too welcome latex manifestations, finding the places that feel best, pushing on them, till your eyes roll back, your mouth hangs open, and your entire body shudders in welcome, spreading your legs on purpose, bringing a second tendril inside, spreading you wider. Finding the places on the walls of your pussy where the right amount of pressure can simulate a much bigger object with much greater comfort. If there were just the pinpoint massage pressure of the very tip of those latex tendrils against your walls, making them feel spread, it would feel as if a huge toy were in there, as if something slick and smooth like that latex were parting your pussy, teasing, pleasing, bringing you deeper and further and more aware of your latex-filled pussy, prodded, spread, taught, trained, teased to the very limit and brink of what you can think and what you can feel. Squeeze your pussy. Squeeze the muscles down and feel those tentacles twining around one another, dark, corrupting, pleasing, sensitizing latex presence. Weighty, heavy, pinning you down with pleasure, you keep your legs spread, welcoming them in, and when it seems like they've slid as far as they can go, comfortably finding every little recess to push against, they begin to vibrate, to shake, to shudder, to send waves through you, through the water behind the dam of your waiting rising tide, closer, closer to that edge, nearer to the point where you could come, slickly gasping around them, sucking at the air, perhaps licking your fingers, wanting to stimulate, wanting to fill every inch of your body with pleasure, with awareness, with the slick, clean, cared-for, fetishized feeling of latex tendrils intruding into welcome confines, lubricating, and then beginning to shake, tremble, vibrate, and bring you nearer, nearer, hotter, dripping, and you get the sense they are not yet done. For after those latex tentacles slide into your pussy, spreading it and finding the most sensitive regions within, vibrating against them, suction cupping on to the walls of your pussy, so no matter how they shake, how they vibrate, how you move, they will always stay locked in just the right place, sealed against the most sensitive areas within, pushing, inflating a little to swell out and spread the entrance to your pussy, and then following right behind them, dark, warm latex sliding against your labia, against the external lips, clamping around them like the tight crotch area of a skin-tight suit. Except it's bowed out just a little bit from your pussy, like a bubble or some kind of larger suction cup with those tentacles inside of it. And they begin to move around as that bubble slides home around your pussy, a big suction cup squeezing, vacuum sealing, and then pulling your pussy lips against it, vacuuming, pumping, pumping, making the blood flow to the area tighter, hotter, that sealed-in feeling latex gives you when it's clinging close to your skin, except this is around the entire area of your pussy. The only thing that can move inside are those tendrils right against the walls, vibrating, vibrating, jostling, moving, giving you the impression of being fucked again and again, but all they're doing is staying inside of you, moving in and out in the vacuum-sealed, locked-off, pussy-pumped part of you. You're so sensitive. Your dripping juices are forming a lubricant as it seals against you, as it keeps those tendrils locked in your pussy. The outside seizes. The tendrils inside of you stop vibrating. They just hold perfectly still. Your pussy's being pumped, pumped. The external lips and the clit a little bit being pulled, pulled against that bubble of latex squeezing, sealing, controlling attachment. Between your legs there is heat and an oppressive sense of vacuum-sealed pumping, pumping, and then the pumping stops, and suddenly you feel a feeling of relief, but your lips are still tingling, sparking with the heat of being suddenly sucked, vacuum-sealed, then released, and now the tendrils move again. Now that the vacuum-sealed external portion, the attachment that would be over the outside of your suit, showing that your pussy was being edged and stimulated mercilessly, that on-display submissive part of you, the vacuum-sealed bubble that forms around the area where your pussy is, as it guides those tendrils to intrude, dark latex teasing. But it stops its vacuum-sealed stimulation, and now the tentacles fuck in and out, thrusting in and out of your pussy, but the tips of them are still locked to those places inside you that are most sensitive, vibrating them, pushing on them, adding feelings of squeezing, spasming gyration to your belly. Feels like butterflies, or like you're floating, floating, heat and vibration, the tendrils moving in and out, and you know they are dark, slick, well-cared-for, perfect latex, becoming ever more slippery with your juices, entering, sliding in and out of your wet, soaked, wanton pussy, the muscular contractions of which are helping those tendrils to thrust inside, then trying to keep them in you because you want them in you. They stop moving, which brings a slight loss of sensation, and then the vacuum suction cup around your pussy squeezes down, forms a seal, pulls your pussy lips outward, makes your juices squelch and move in you, an oppressive, tight, pulling, teasing, blood flow increasing, vacuum seal around your pussy lips pumping and pulling them into that dark bulb of latex covering the area, making it look obscene. Anyone controlling you, anyone you were submitting to, would be able to tell how many arousing, edging, teasing, enhancing, horny things were happening behind that vacuum-sealed ball, because inside your pussy the tendrils are stuck in place, in you, spreading you all through the oppressive vacuum suction, ache, want, dark latex coating covering attachment and control. And then it relaxes, and now the tendrils begin vibrating. You're getting one kind of stimulation or the other. No matter what happens, either your vacuum-sealed pussy is being pumped and pulled, teased, oppressed, controlled, manipulated, or those tentacles are moving deep inside of you, pressing on all the right places and making vibration join you, a vibration that emphasizes how wet you are when it makes your juices smack and squeeze against the external lips, pooling in that vacuum-sealed dark latex protrusion covering the whole area between your legs, emphasizing how your pussy is contained within, controlled by, manipulated within a dark latex covering that is all-consuming and fills up that empty space in your mind where your latex fetish waits, hungering to be awakened. Your pussy is being pumped, fucked, filled, claimed and used, the way it's filled with those tendrils, and then every now and then it squeezes as that pumping vacuum seals shut, pulls the lips of your pussy out and open wide, elicits your juices to practically squirt out, while inside the tendrils remain perfectly still until the vacuum releases, and then they begin to move, vibrate, gyrate, press against your walls, squeeze your pussy around them, welcome them in, beckon them to the deepest point, and then submit. Yes, anyone commanding your latex outfit, commanding those latex tendrils to fuck you silly. Just activating the suit, the attachment, the vibration starts, the suction. Suck and fuck. Pump, then vibrate. Pump and buzz, suck and fuck, edging you as close as you can get to climax without pushing you over. Between your legs there is heat, vibration, the vacuum seal, and the mindless lust. You want to give in, want to let your body be controlled by the attachment that is squeezing tight, the tentacles that are pushing deep, your body following, moving, rolling your hips, spreading your legs, welcoming it, beckoning it, trying to show just how completely consumed you've become. Consumed by your latex lust, by your desire to have yourself fucked silly, to finally get to come. When you are controlled, when you submit, your pussy is excited and squeezed in its latex covering, its latex coating, its tendril fucked, pussy sucked, locked in, buzzing mindlessness. Surrender your pussy. Submit your pussy to the latex fetish, the urge and need. The inside of you, every wall, every muscular tense bit of you, is being pushed by those tentacles buzzing away. Outside, your pussy's being pumped. The lips are being excited, aroused, filled and engorged by sucking them in that vacuum-sealed, little, squeezing, displayed, obscene bubble of latex control. That's what there is between your legs. A little self-contained bubble of latex control that someone dominant, someone you submit to, could command to excite you, to edge you, to inch you nearer and nearer, closer and closer, and only when you are commanded will you be allowed to slip over the edge into oblivion. All latex attachments working together to keep you close as you can get, horny as you can get, till your brain is just a haze of latex fetish and desire to be fucked, stimmed, buzzed, sent over the limit and into the control of someone who knows what to do with you, with a kneeling, horny latex drone, trained and controlled by your own pussy, caught in the machinations of those tendrils, that pumping vacuum seal, and your own latex fetish which only grows, those good feelings that make you roll your hips, spread your legs, obscenely offer yourself for use, for command, for control. Your brain is in the grip of a haze caused by that pleasure, the way that that slick, smooth latex surface rubs against your insides, teases you, stimulates you, makes you roll and roil, squeeze, vibrate, your belly feeling tight, taut, shuddering and spasming now and then when those tentacles move in and out inside the self-contained latex bubble attached to your suit, attached to any other latex you're wearing, wired into the very concept of how you think about being corrupted, controlled, and brought to heel by covering, smooth, dark latex. Your slick pussy, the wet juices dripping over the latex coating, your mind dripping out after them. This is the control you crave. This is the true exploration of a latex-clad pussy locked away in a bubble of control and desire. This is you being slowly fucked, vibrated, buzzed, and brought to your very limit by the tendrils inside of you, touching those sensitive walls, pushing, giving the impression of a much larger, intruding, teasing, penetrating fullness. You are full, buzzing, pumping outside, back and forth, two different kinds of stimulation, so you never quite get used to either, and are stuck in the cycle, the vicious, pleasurable, wonderful cycle where you know you'll only get off when somebody controlling your latex-covered pussy commands it, commands those tentacles to move a little faster, rub a little harder, commands the suction and vacuum seal to go on that little bit longer that pushes you over the edge and into the oblivion beyond. Even if it's just a test of the system, it'll be powerful enough to leave you twitching, leave you aching, leave you yearning for the control that only dark, latex-clad, hypnotically infused, mind-numbing fucking can bring you to. Kneeling, legs spread. The very concept of your own aching, fetishized desire making your pussy too wet to really do any thinking, your head a little too fuzzy with your own thoughts and those being put in there now. Come. The tendrils fuck in and out, drippingly coated, pushing your juices in, letting them flow out when they recede, but then they push as deep as they can, stay perfectly still, not even buzzing. The vacuum seal seals tight. Still, there's some twitching, some shivering, the latex being pulled in and out by the seal, tugging at your pussy lips, making them reddened, moistened, dripping, aching, releases, and when it releases, the tendrils inside thrust, buzzing, pulling, thrust hard, fucking, making sure to curve and hit the front of your body, the G-spot within, but also pushing on the walls, making your clit shudder deep inside your body, in your brain, in your belly, all of it connected together, those nervous system flashes that leave you flushed, aching, moaning, grasping at air, your sense and reason leaving you just shuddering there, shivering, sweating, squeezing, clenching, but clenching does nothing because between your legs there is that bubble of latex-infused desire and those tendrils as deep into you as they can go, fucking, coming, fucking, squeezing, mindless, laying there, perhaps even laying closer to the ground or staying on your knees, letting someone see that they can control and command the latex-clad attachment, that you are the ideal subject for control and pussy-based manipulation, training, conditioning, slowly, increasingly hooked on your latex-clad, intruding, mind-numbing, ever-fucking-stimulating attachments. Until the next time they're activated, and they fuck you to the point that thinking about them, focusing on them, even knowing they're there, and that you have ever been anything other than a mindless ball of contorting pleasure, will be beyond your melting, dripping brain.